finding Ballymaloe in the dark, driving my car at 20 past 7 on a Thursday evening is not something I would do lightly. No, I wouldn't lightly drive in the dark at this time of the night on windy, twisty Irish roads that are wet under a crystal clear sky with hardly a cloud to be seen right now, unless I had a very good reason, because I'd be afraid I'd get lost. And I am, to a certain extent, afraid I'd get lost. So why would I do it? Why would I do such a crazy thing? I'm by myself, I'm going out to dinner in a restaurant, in a place, and, you know, it better be good, you'd be saying to yourself. Wouldn't it have been a better idea to stay at home and put your feet up? Well, I have a story to tell you, right? And it's a simple one. It is that tonight in Ballymaloe, in the house, which is a restaurant within a country house, within which is a hotel, it is at least that much, is a musical event. And it's a musical event that has proved irresistible to me, because it's going to be in a drawing room. And, you know, that has all the connotations of drawing room music, being close to the musicians, being able to see the fingers on the piano, being able to watch the frets move, if you like. And I don't actually, to be truthful, I'm not even sure what kind of music I'm going to hear. But the intimacy of it and the idea of going to dinner and then going to the drawing room after dinner was a treat I couldn't resist, because if I didn't do it tonight, tomorrow night is full up, and I was going to have to wait perhaps, I don't know, another 6 months or a year. So I bit the bullet and I decided, come hell or high water, I'm getting into that drawing room after dinner. So Ballymaloe is so well known locally, I'm really going to speak to people who don't know it and have never heard of it. But I have to say that in terms of a place synonymous with great, great food, it has got to be about the strongest name in Irish food. I'm sure somebody will think of a stronger one. But as far as I'm concerned, given the complexity of what Ballymaloe offer, the fact that they offer, in addition to what I've already mentioned, they offer a cookery school, a very serious cookery school where some great work is done. They also offer one of the most celebrated family dynasties in terms of food. Myrtle Allen, who kind of started off the real and slow food movement in Ireland and is the, you know, the mother of all food in my mind. Now, that, of course, is a grandiose and excessive claim, but Myrtle Allen is terribly important as an individual. And Dorina Allen, as a celebrity chef, a writer of books, a popularizer of real food, is as well known as they come in terms of Irish food. And there is more to Ballymaloe than what I've mentioned already. There is a venue place there where they have concerts and you can book it for events. And to be truthful, I'm only just trying to drive the car and say a little bit about Ballymaloe and not get myself lost. I'm turning left in the centre of Cloyne. This is a tricky old business. The good thing I have to tell you is that I have phoned ahead, like any polite person would do, and I've said to them, look, I'm running a bit late, please don't give my table away. And they were, I mean, that isn't exactly the words I used, but I did think it would be polite. And I've dressed up for the occasion, you know, I've went home, changed, shaved, got myself ready. And Ballymaloe is a name to conjure with. Those of you in America probably know quite a bit, if you're foodies, about Ballymaloe. Those of you who are in the Irish diaspora and coming back to Ireland for the gathering in 2013, you know, may well wish to visit Ballymaloe, as, you know, an iconic place. Because leaving aside the food itself, which I'll come on to in a minute, or we'll come on to during the evening, it is actually a place of historic importance in terms of the inspiration that it has given to other people in relation to food. They also produce pots of relish, and there's stuff that is connected with Ballymaloe and branded with Ballymaloe. So Ballymaloe is a kind of ecosystem, and it's, you know, a place to visit on your special occasion. I'm talking now not about a place you'd visit every night of the week, although there are some people who would have the money to go there. But it is the place for the special treat, the place for the special birthday, the space for the special anniversary. I went there on my wedding anniversary once. What else can I tell you about it? I'll tell you that I'm going there in a state of some quiet anticipation because of the combination of art in the form of music, musicians, members of the family who I understand are often present during this music week. I don't know who the other people will be. I'll probably be a bit unusual in the sense that I'm driving out from Cork City alone. I won't drink any wine. I won't drink any beer. I'll simply have water, but I will have a lovely bit of food, because this is a place where they grow their own. They grow their own herbs. They grow their own vegetables. They rear their own cattle. This is a farm, basically, a place that is a farm, and I am doing my best to remain calm as I drive along a twisty Irish road. This is not the best way to come. You're better to get yourself into a taxi with somebody who knows their way, or get there in the daylight. I've often gone there during the day with my family for a cup of tea on a Sunday afternoon. It is special. There is no doubt at all about that. And it is a family-run place. I'm looking at Shanna Gary. I'm looking, hopefully, that I don't... Oh, there's Ballymaloe House. Great. Now, I'll tell you what. You drive into a place. It's got a big sign outside. There's a shop, Irish Craft, kitchenware and cafe. But that doesn't give you the flavour. I mean, this is the centre of a certain type of universe. You drive up along driveway going into it, and it's a real treating myself occasion. How well known is Ballymaloe? I don't know how well known it is, to be absolutely honest, because I know it and I've been there, and in a kind of a way I fell in love with it. It is, to a certain extent in my experience, there's something different about it. There are other great eating places that I could recommend to you. There are other great hotels I could recommend to you. I'll mention two of them, by the way, in case you're interested in the kind of great places to visit in Cork. I'll give you one in the centre of the city called Hayfield Manor. It's an absolutely lovely place. It's also a very intimate place. And that is a 5-star hotel. And I give you the Cliff House Hotel, which is a remarkable place, which has a Michelin star chef in it. But Ballymaloe is different, and long may it be different, and it wouldn't want to be anything but different. And the whole issue is really, for every great place, is how can we be sufficiently different to be memorable and to be unique? Because that's what matters. That's what the Ballymaloe brand is. It is and needs to be unique. And there are cars here. There are people here. The quaint thing about this, and I use the word, is that I'm going to have to park here. I'm not going to dare go any further on the on grass, which is wet. Not in a huge corporate car park situation, but a place where I'm kind of lucky to find a place not too far from the house. So the rest is going to be an experience, and this is just to give you a flavour. And I will do a few more maybe audio booths this evening from here. Anyway, that's it. Ballymaloe, a really place to put
in your mind somewhere and check it out. Certainly that's what I'm going to do this evening.